Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's my strange. You look at it half a little bit. I'll give you a
I got to say, Chris, last week for TV Theme Song Thursday, I think we got all of them right. You have gone off the board.
I'm a little 90s on these.
What is this one?
The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
I was just a little too old for that one. I remember Nickelodeon, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Our younger listeners may know that one. It's TV Theme Song Thursday, midday with Jamie and Wicket here on 98.1 KMBZ. There were a lot of big stories yesterday. I don't know if a single story hit more Kansas Cityans more than the news of Eric Berry's release from the Kansas City Chiefs. Joining us right now to talk about that and also a couple other things. From arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney is back with us twice in 1 week, Pete. This is another big one. Eric Berry released yesterday. Why?
I think it got to a point where the Chiefs finally felt it was time to cut their losses. He had signed this mega contract back in 2017, which at the time was well-deserved, and then because of a ruptured Achilles at the beginning of 2017, and then really just lingering problems in his heel all season last year, it became a thing where it almost became a joke because everyone from the Chiefs organization would constantly say for more than 100 days, Eric Berry is day-to-day. He ends up playing three games last season, two regular season, and one postseason game, and they were all losses. I think a lot of people were disappointed with just what they got from Berry last year, and then there was the case, okay, well, this offseason, he may be getting surgery to help heal this thing. And for one reason or another, and it's a little bit unclear as to what exactly happened, Eric Berry opted for no surgery this offseason, then going to say, okay, I'm going to rest it again and I'll be ready for the year. Well, I think it came to a certain point where the Chiefs said, well, if we cut him with what is called the post-June 1 designation, they can save about $10 million against the cap, which is what the Chiefs have to work under for their team salaries in a given year. And they said, okay, at this point, I think it's better for us to have this cap space, better for us to move on from what once was this beloved player, ended up becoming a little bit of a distraction last season.
Hey, Pete, can you put it in perspective a little bit for people who know the name and know that he's a big deal on the Chiefs but don't really know why or understand why it's such a big deal that now he's not going to be on the team anymore?
Sure. So he has a rich history with the Kansas City Chiefs. He was drafted fifth overall back in 2010. And then over the years, you got to see this kid grow from, you know, someone in their early 20-somethings to a 30-year-old. And along the way, he was an outstanding player, a five-time Pro Bowler, a three-time All-Pro. And I think the biggest story of his career has to be in 2014 when he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, had to leave the team, and then came back in 2015 after chemotherapy, a pound heavier after chemo, which is unheard of. Joins the team, is back again, wins the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year in 2015 for that season, plays on the 2016, what they call the franchise tag for a one-year deal, another outstanding season. And then everything from what you hear off the field and in the community, this guy meant a lot to the Kansas City community, always willing to stop with fans, chat, take photos, give autographs, and then in the locker room, he was sort of the emotional leader for this team, where before games, he would get everyone together on the sidelines and shout to them, y'all boys ready, and everyone would scream back, hell yeah, and like that was kind of the call for the defense for like the past decade. And so this is it's really a changing of the guard, and he was really the last man standing of what was a Chiefs defensive unit that a lot of people loved for a really long time. And so it was kind of the emotional passing of the torch yesterday with his release from the team.
Talking with Pete Sweeney, arrowheadpride.com. If you want to see some always entertaining boards, some message boards, head over to arrowheadpride.com. Speaking of those boards, how surprised are your fans? How surprised are Chiefs fans by this move that Kansas City made yesterday?
I don't think it was all that surprising. I think everyone sort of realized that this was a possibility. No one would be completely shocked that this happened based upon all the events that took place last year. I think kind of in the sense, and this is going to be a little bit of a morbid comparison, it's when you have that old relative, that old grandfather that is sick anyway, and you sort of know that this is coming where he's going to pass away eventually. And when it happens, it's still pretty sad. And I think that's kind of what I related to yesterday is fans kind of realized, you know, somewhere along the lines here, there's going to be a breakup. But even when it happens, you still start to remember, man, these are the days when we had Tamba Ali, Derek Johnson, Eric Berry, you know, Dontari Poe. And now all those players are off the team. So it really is a new Chiefs defense that you'll be looking at in 2019.
Speaking of off the team, D. Ford got traded to the San Francisco 49ers. Why was D. Ford let go when a guy had a real good year, and with the new coordinator coming in, it seemed like it was more of a perfect fit for that guy?
I think it comes to a point where you have to look at how the organization views the player to the money that it's providing. And I think Brett Veach must have gotten with Steve Spagnuolo, who's the new Chiefs defensive coordinator, and figured, okay, D. Ford is no longer a fit perfectly. And if he's no longer a fit perfectly in what they want to do and his size and his arm length, so on and so forth, do we really want to pay this guy? And he was about to make $15.44 million. And if he was going to make that, then the Chiefs may not be able to bring in other guys like you're seeing with Tyrann Mathieu, who will have his opening day press conference today at 2 o'clock p.m. Ronald Darby is visiting the Chiefs. The Chiefs still have to work on contract extensions for Tyreek Hill and Chris Jones. So they needed that extra money to, again, keep everything under the cap. And I think they finally realized, well, we don't really value D. Ford to that $15.44 million. We feel like we could do more with it. And I think because the Chiefs are going into a new scheme, a 4-3 under hybrid, which is, I know, a little complicated, D. Ford played that in college, but college is 5 years ago now, so they figured, okay, he's not an exact fit for what we want to do. They end up sending him to the San Francisco 49ers for a 2020, so this is next year, second-round draft pick.
Pete, the defense got blamed a lot last year. Safety Eric Berry gone, linebacker D. Ford gone, linebacker Justin Houston gone, defensive coordinator Bob Sutton gone. Was this Andy Reid's offseason of, I'm not letting my explosive offense get one more year of being let down?
I think so, and I think the disconnect that a lot of us felt going into the offseason is a lot of us thought the coaching staff was probably gone. I mean, they were probably going to rework the coaching staff. I don't know if you can talk to a Chiefs media member or even a fan, anybody who said, okay, you know what they're going to do this offseason? They're going to get rid of Eric Berry, Justin Houston, and D. Ford. I mean, that in its sense, like a lot of people say action speaks louder than words. They were tired of the defense that they had. They know they have Patrick Mahomes under his rookie contract for one more season. For those that don't know, in the NFL, you have to wait to your fourth year on the team to rework your deal. He's expected to make north of $200 million in a contract next year, which is money that none of us are ever going to see. And so they said, okay, we have him on his last year of his cheap deal. The Chiefs defense doesn't need to be number one in the league. You and I talk about that a lot on the pre- and post-game on 610 Sports Radio. They need to be around the middle. And if they have a Chiefs defense, if they have a defense that's around the middle of the pack, and I think that could be the game where it's like, you know, like let's get to the 10 to 15 rank range, the Chiefs are going to be a really tough team to beat with this explosive offense led by Patrick Mahomes.
Last one, 10 seconds or less. Does Eric Berry play somewhere again next season?
I do believe he does, and it'll be on an incentive-based deal, which is, you know, the more games he plays, the more he makes.
Pete, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Pete Sweeney, ArrowheadPride.com editor-in-chief on Twitter at PG Sween. Eric Berry gone, D. Ford gone, Justin Houston gone, Bob Sutton gone, Tyrann Mathieu in. A lot of changes for the Chiefs here in the offseason.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.